Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out to listen tonight on this Tuesday night from whatever, if you had a long day at work, good day, bad day, whatever, just taking time out to vibe with us. We appreciate you. We appreciate you taking the time out to chill, to vibe, to listen to the music, the singers, the rappers, the poets, the inspiration, thoughts for the day. Just different things that we do. We have a good time up here. So for anybody who's new up here, just let you know, our very first round, I do a shout-out. I do a shout-out and a mini open mic. So for anybody who wants to perform, each round we do open mics. So anybody who wants to get on the mic, spit, let us know what's going on in your community. We're all about support, and I shout you out. So I can only, if you want to get on the mic, you have to call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. I want to give a big shout-out to 242 Bahamas for calling and just, like, listening to the show on a regular basis. We appreciate you. I want to give a big shout-out to the Boom Boom Room. We got people who are listening all over the world, so we do appreciate you taking time out. And a big shout-out to Norway, London, Paris, all over the United States. We thank you for what you do. And also North Carolina, big shout out to North Carolina, because I'm right here in North Carolina and we got a lot of listeners for North Carolina too. So we're going to have a good time tonight. I'm going to go ahead and slide into our very first round of Lyrical Cypher. And before I do that, we have some features tonight I'm excited about. Just talking to them, politicking with them, and just, you know, seeing how everything came together. These are the founders, which is the Four Horsemen of the First Amendment Open Mic Night. And that's at The Laughing Owl in Goldsboro. So looking forward to talking to them. We're going to have them on a little bit later this evening, and we're going to go from there. So without further ado, let's get it.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the Black Salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret, on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your coupling. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly you, see you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tight to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. This love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you.
Dinner, you'll be Let me cater to you.
Love
I adore you.
Love you.
I love the way you are. Fulfill your every desire. Your wish is my command. I wanna cater to my man.
Regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often overcontemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. Guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. and that angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it,
China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that quick snippet of our first round. So right now, I'm about to open up the shout-out line to anybody. I'm going to shout-out to anybody. I like to pay homage to everybody who takes time out to listen. And if you feel like spitting, singing, whatever your talent is, you feel like doing that, feel free to do that also. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I know I am. So we're going to have a good time tonight, and we're going to get it in. And I'm so excited because I got some new artists. Man, I got a sister from another mother I met that's going to be on the mic tonight doing her thing. I cannot wait to hear her. It's going to be off the chain tonight. So, like I say, if you feel inspired, get on the mic and do your thing. And also, we got some features for you guys tonight, some dope features for you guys tonight. The founders of the First Amendment Open Mic Night, which are the Four Horsemen. I cannot wait to hear them, hear how they got started. You're going to get a chance to talk to them if you want to. We're just going to go from there. So, without further ado, I'm about to call shout out. We got a 903 in the building. What's up, what's up? Just want to say what's up and thank you for calling in.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
This is my first time
what's
on
up?
Your show. I just found your show earlier today.
Oh, really? Thank you. I appreciate
yes.
you calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you feel like... Oh, thanks. What's your name? If you don't mind me asking.
Eric Nelson, Manly Shulman.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling. Are you enjoying the show so far?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I got a piece of poetry. I don't know how your show works, but.
Yep. We just keep it clean. Like, we don't curse. But other than that, do your thing. All right.
You ready?
The floor is yours. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Do you actually live in actuality is the title of the poem. Do you actually live in actuality and not your biased perceived reality? Do you actually live in a fantastic realm? Does your helm steer itself without a nautical compass or drive itself into comfortability, mundaneness, monotony, and self-fulfilled prophecies? Do you actually even know anything about what is actually happening in today's society? Or are you too busy living it up in your own world where you are a god or goddess there and everyone there bows down to you? Do you actually care to know any truths at all? Or do you care just to live in your room of make-believe? Do you actually live in and by fictitious facts? Do you actually think that you live in a narcissistic world where the universe actually circles you because you are the center of it? Do you actually live in and by outdated ancient fairy tales of epic poems that have been exaggerated to the point of being held as something sacred, like religions, philosophies, and ideologies? Do you actually think and live by the idea that there is only one true path to living and thinking, that yours is that special one? Do you actually live by actuality's rules or your own fantastical rules? Do you actually live in actuality and not just other people's realities? Do you actually care to know the difference between actualities and perceived realities? Do you actually live in actuality or just perceived realities and only living and caring for yourself? Everyone should know the difference between actualities and perceived realities. Everyone should know in which they live in and how to distinguish fantasy from actual factual actualities. That's in peace.
Wow. I love that piece. Cause it's the truth. And a lot of people don't know the difference. Yes.
That's true.
Yes. What inspired you to write that?
Well, I have lots of friends, but I just thought, you know, I know that we get stuck in our own worlds at certain times, and at one time, it's somewhat based on me. I didn't really care about politics, and I didn't care about current events. And here recently, I'm writing more political and ranty, and somewhat offensive too. Poetry, and I'm just giving my views on it. So I just wanted to question and just ask the audience if they know, you know, that's just something that came to me a while back. I just wrote it actually a few days ago. So
okay,
that's it.
Well, we most definitely appreciate you sharing and continue to call in. We do this every Tuesday night. And share, because you're sharing, look, I talk about this all the time, like, you're sharing your truth. We all have our own truth, and I respect that. So, just keep doing what
you're
doing.
Thank you so much.
And we appreciate you.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, anytime. All right. Stay on the line, Eric. All right. Everybody, we'll keep right on rocking. I got one more caller I'm going to put on the line. Trying to make sure we got all the full horsemen on the line. Still got a little bit more time. All right, everybody. So, this young lady, I'm excited to put her on right now. I just got to give her a big shout-out. Got a chance to meet her. Well, she was mentioned to me about a month ago. She's a great singer, guitarist. She puts me in the mind of Sunny Patterson. And so we spoke a little bit, you know, via Facebook, and then I got a chance to meet her in person. Phenomenal young lady. Just awesome. Just talented. Her spirit is amazing, and we just automatically clicked. She stopped by my job, and she sang, and we just clicked, and she already called me her sister, and I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge you as my sister. So we got Tanisha Starr. Well, Miss Starr on the line. What's up? What's up, Tanisha?
Peace and love, sister. How are you?
Are you doing great? How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank God for that.
Oh, yes. Well, we appreciate having you on the line tonight. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And
yes, I am.
Are you?
That's yes, awesome. Ma'am, I am.
That is awesome. So, if you don't mind, could you sing or whatever you want to do, sing or do poetry, do a little something.
Yes, I'm going to be.
And we're going to bring it back. Okay.
All right. I'm going to be doing a piece that I call Life is Beautiful. It's poetry. I like to call my poetry spoken jewels. And here I go. Life is special that people should enjoy. So many things and places to go only to be treated as a toy. It's not a game, but only in disguise. Once past the illusion, you will see them begin to rise. To enjoy nature itself is a blessing, a place God himself created for his kings and queens. Life is too precious to have once he gives you his breath. Once born, you are blessed, so stay awake and never rest. God teaches us to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So be strong and have faith. It's only the beginning. Always pray and always keep the Most High first. God is forgiving and merciful. Only hopes he feels your thirst. Not speaking in terms of being physically thirsty, but spiritually thirsty from the outside diversity. The diversion that was put out to distract. The diversion that corrupts the mind to never going back deep. Just think and know the knowledge God put out for you, because we are promised eternal life. So live it up and stay true.
Wow, that's a beautiful piece, lady. You know I love that piece.
Thank you so much.
Anytime, keep doing what you're doing. And I always say, you never know what you have to say. Maybe exactly what somebody needs to hear, and somebody probably need to hear that tonight. So
thank
keep
you
doing
so
what you're
much,
doing. Stay on the line. Anytime, lady, you know I got you, sis. And what I'm gonna do, and I can't wait for your tracks to be on the, you know, in the rotation with us, with the Lyrical Cypher, your album to come out. I'm already speaking these things into existence for you. If you're gonna write a book, whatever it is you're gonna do, I'm gonna push you. And praying for you. My prayer is going to be pushing, and I'll be motivating you the best way I know how.
Thank you so much.
Peace
and love, sister.
You go. Okay, girl. Stay on the line. All right, everybody. That was Star. Thank you. All right, so what I'm going to do is before I got, I'm about to call up our features, but I'm trying to check in real quick and see. Let me see. Let me just check in and speak to a couple of artists real quick before we put the our features on for tonight. What's up, Carlos? We got DMX in the building.
That's what's up, China. I'm glad you took the time to bring me in right quick. I don't want to hold everybody up, China, but this is just for you, baby, and it's real short. All right. So the choices I have to make: is it the Lyrical Cypher or the NBA games? Do I choose Clavette Roberts or LeBron James? Do I put my trust in this dude who just might miss this shot? Or do I follow my counselor who gives me the truth, whether I like it or not? But LeBron is a beast. He just might get a triple-double, while at the same time, the advice I get from Clavette, yo, it might keep me out of some real serious trouble. And LeBron is getting paid. He getting paid to play. That's all he does since he's been grown. See, but Clavette, she does this from the heart. She does this all on her own. So I think I'm going to go over this cipher. I'm going to record this NBA game because I might miss on hearing the right piece of advice to keep me in my proper lane. See, Clavette, to me, this is my NBA finals. And you are. Clavette, to me, this is my NBA finals. And you mean the world to me. See, forget LeBron, Stephon, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant. Clavette Roberts, you are my MVP. That's it, man. I was just giving you shout-outs. That's all, baby girl. All right?
What? You're making me cry, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You just saw my mouth over here. Like, oh, my God.
I'm trying to watch the game right now but you know what I mean? And I did this just a few minutes ago, man, but you know what I mean? It was like, yo, what's more important to me, though, for real? I can always record this game, man. I can't record the show and come back live. I can always watch the game, man.
Yeah.
I can't change the game, man. And just being here, because you never know what you might hear. And The first guy that read his poems a few minutes ago, they gave his opinion and all. I appreciate that. I like that. And at the same time, yo, I was just starting to write something. When he said that, it's just like, just sitting here, it's just like, yo, what's your opinion? I went to writing right then, man, just as soon as he said that. Before this is over, I just might have an opinion on what, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Yes, and that's just how it goes, man. And you never know who you might reach, man. You never know who you might reach, man, when y'all speak, man. So y'all speak, man. Y'all be more than happy to speak, man. It might not, somebody might not like it, but somebody, it just might reach the right person, man. It just might reach the right person, man. So y'all, yeah, and Clavette, and I appreciate you putting this out there for us, man. You never know how much, how you know what I'm saying, the effect that you have on folks, man. Keep doing your thing, baby girl. You are our MVP. Remember that. Remember that. MVP, Clavette Robinson.
I love you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. Good night.
Oh, my God. And I'm so proud of this dude because he has not written in a minute. And I just had to put that out there, Carlos. You haven't written in a minute, and then you get on the mic, and I was not ready for that. But I'm so thankful because you never know. And I like to pay homage. I like to remain humble because I know this is bigger than me. I don't do this for me. I do this for y'all. I do this for us, you know, for us to have a place to express your, you know, so like whatever it is that you are, you know what I'm saying, like your truth. That's all I say, your art. Your art form is your truth. So, and just your truth is all of you. That's what you embody. But I respect that, and I receive that, and I accept that, and I accept you as you are. I'm not going to try to change you to be what I want you to be to fit my mold. Because that's not how God made us. He made us all different. And we all, if we accept that, these are just my thoughts. I would just say tonight is about acceptance. Like, once we accept the fact that everybody's different, I think we'll get along better instead of trying to be crabs in a barrel and trying to beat one up, you know. But big shout-out to Carlos Hill. I call him DMX and Poetry because his voice sounds like DMX. And then he's spitting. It's just fire, so I appreciate you. I am, okay, let me get myself together, because that just blew my mind. But it's a perfect opening for what I features for tonight. So I can't wait to hear them. I hope you guys take time out, just sit back and vibe and listen. We have the Four Horsemen in the building. Cannot wait to hear you guys. Beast Wade. We got Beast Wade on the line. What's up, Beast Wade?
What's going on?
How you doing? And we got Faith in the building. What's up, Faith?
Man, you already know what I'm doing.
That's what I'm talking about. And we also have Terrence in the building, a junior member. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, what's going on there?
Hey, are y'all enjoying the show?
I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's what's up. So, I got a question. How did you all get started, like, together, collectively come together to create the first MGMA open mic night?
I'm going to let the senior dude talk about that one.
Yes, sir.
let's see. We were all just sitting together one day, you know, putting everything together, and we were just popping things left and right. Next thing you know, we're like, yo, what are we going to call it? That Face came out with, yo, First Amendment, you know, because it's all about the voice of the voiceless, giving everybody a chance to speak their mind, and that's what the First Amendment is all about.
Man, hold up. China, he left a bunch of stuff out. He wanted to be all professional. We were sitting around, tasting pizza and alcohol. Keep it 100.
Yeah.
And then we was like, yo, we want to do an open mic because we had started on bass here at Seymour Johnson. And we was like, yo, we want to give something to Goldsboro. And we just went ahead and put together a lot of work, a lot of support from the surrounding communities, and we dropped it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's dope. And chose the name First Amendment to give the voice to the voiceless. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's what you heard. That's what we're doing. Like I said, free speech. Everybody be able to speak their mind.
Okay. So I see you got collectively an awesome connection. Like you got poets. Like, are you all poets?
Yeah.
Somebody started laughing. So is everybody a poet?
Yeah, poetic.
Right. Yeah, for me, you know, I do, you know. Oh, it was right.
I said we have poetic tendencies.
Yeah. Yeah, for me.
That's not about right.
I know Face is a poet, a host, and a comedian. So Face, you're the host. So how does this all come together? If y'all can just break that down, like how it collectively comes together with you guys. As far as, I know Face is the host, but, you know, just the other dynamics, if you guys can break that down for us.
Go ahead, Wade.
Hey, I'm just the CFO, the chief financial officer, and I'm also out there making sure that we get the word out, get people in the building. I spit sometimes, but not all the time. We also have a DJ. He couldn't make it right now, mm-hmm. but hopefully he can catch up with us real soon. And he lays down the tracks and
right.
just makes sure we all vibing on the same level.
Okay. And Genesis, I love what he does at the very end. If you guys can kind of let people know what happens at the end of the show.
Go ahead, Faith.
Well, I'm sorry. So what we do is we know everybody is not a vocal poet. People don't want to get up and stand in front of people and bare their soul. So what we do is we have something we call pass the pen, and it usually starts off somebody will come up with a topic, the first line of a piece, and we have a book, and we just pass the pen around the room, and people can add on to the story or add on to the piece in any way, shape, form, or fashion that they want to do it. And then at the end, Genesis gets up and interprets their words in his own fashion, his own style. He brings life to their piece. So it's something that we do to thank our crowd, you know, to show them that, hey, you don't have to get up. It's your soul. You can just do it on paper. So that's something we do every time.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm most definitely looking forward to coming back to the next show because you guys let them know about your next show and what up-and-coming events you have coming up. So good support, you guys.
Well, the next show is this Thursday. The day will still open up at 8 p.m. down at the Laughing Owl Restaurant. That's 100 North Center Street down here in Goldsboro. Show starts at 8:30.
It's going to be bananas. We're going to try to keep it live. We got Prince playing some music. I'm going to do my hosting thing, interact with the crowd. But for those who weren't at the last show, I have to step aside a little bit and say, y'all missed a good one. I have never seen in all my years of hosting someone get up and read a piece to a poet, like directly to a poet, a piece that the poet has already said. China, you know what I'm talking about. I'm still mad about that, by the way.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, he's about to call me out. I was over here biting my finger. I was like, nah, is he about to say that? Is he about to...
But,
that was the first. You said what?
I said it was a very humbling thing. I was like, man, that's what's up. I can tell that you're loved by people around this area, and we're so appreciative that you came through, and I was just happy to see you.
Thank you so much. I was in shock when Robert Pender, I just got to give a big shout out to Robert Pender because I've been rocking with that dude since 2010, 2011. I think it was 2010 he's been coming to my shows. Could it be 2009? But he's been coming for a long time, and he's been part of my band since 2010. And for him to read from my book, one of my poems, at a show that I'm right there at, I'm like, I was blown away. And that, I mean, I was just thankful. It was a humbling experience for me as well, and just in awe because you never know. Like I say all the time, you never know what you have to say. It might be exactly what somebody else needs to hear. And sometimes, like you were saying, I think that's awesome what you guys do with the pass the pen because those people probably need to get that out for the night. That could have saved their life and someone else's life, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, in any capacity. It doesn't always have to be a negative thing, but something somebody needs. Somebody could have needed confirmation or something or a laugh or whatever. You know, you guys provide them with that opportunity to get it out. So I just give y'all big ups for that. And
appreciate
the show is dope. But I can't,
oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
I can't
much.
Wait. And I'm bringing some more artists, you guys. So, as you heard one spit tonight, but she's a singer. So you guys haven't even heard her sing yet. So she's amazing. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Cindy Patterson, but she reminds you of Cindy Patterson. She has it. She got the look, the whole, yeah. She got it.
I'm ready for that.
What's up?
Yeah. I got y'all. So what are your next shows after this one? So in June, and I know we gave a list of the shows, but do you have anything special going on, you know, for the following months or anything else we can look forward to? You know, you guys going to be doing?
We actually just started looking for features outside of the area, so we're trying to get some features booked. Working the deals as far as getting people down. We have plans of doing a poetry slam. And
okay.
I'm actually thinking about, my boys don't even know about this, China, but I'm actually thinking about having a one-on-one battle with our poetry spot against yours.
Oh, my. A one-on-one battle?
Uh-oh.
Yep. Your poet, our poet. Your poet, our poet. Your rapper, our rapper. Your singer, our singer.
Oh, my God. I've never done that before. don't get my wheels turning.
We're going to talk that one out. We can find a neutral location.
Yeah, we're going to be like a field day.
Yep. Find a neutral location or do it at your spot and then put our spot. I don't know. Something just to bring the people together.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. We can do that. I'm going to say high five. I'm down. Yes, that sounds real good. And also, we can collectively do a show together, too. So I'm going to put that out in the atmosphere. Yeah. I can see that happening.
All day. All
right. What do y'all see yourselves, you know, how do you see First Amendment evolving within the coming year, like within a year?
Well, I'll let Wade talk about it first, and then we'll all go along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see it just expanding just like we're doing. I mean, it starts out the baby steps, but, you know, we're ready to hit the ground running. You know, the baby steps are over now. We already walking. Just get more and more people out there, make sure the voice get out there, make sure the words are spit, and everyone knows what's going on. That's all you can do is just get the word out.
Indeed. All right. And anybody else?
I personally, just in the next year, just growing collectively with the poetry spots around here, becoming one unified group to where maybe possibly we can put together a slam team and go compete in Boston.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to let you know I don't slam, but I promote it. I support it. I just don't slam.
Most definitely, like, you know, like I said, spreading the word, you know, getting a lot of people involved from many places, you know, getting the word out to where people from even other places want to come and be there because it's going to be a big thing, you know. We're going to do this, like, to definitely, like, let everyone, you know, be able to share their voice, their thoughts, you know, anything that they want to put out to the world.
That's just that. We appreciate you guys. Do you guys have any product or anything, like, you know, you can promote as far as so any of the people that are listening might want to purchase from you guys? Can they purchase the tickets online, or do they just pay at the door? How does that work?
Right now, they can just go ahead and pay at the door, but as we get bigger, we're going to look at online ticket sales and everything else, especially when we're getting closer to the bigger events that we're trying to do.
We got T-shirts coming up.
Okay. Now, keep us posted with what you got going on. If you guys want to, you can most definitely send us like a 60-second commercial promoting what you have going on with. I always encourage that for anybody who wants to continue to promote their event. You know, I try to promote it, on Facebook. I'm not really a social media person, but I get up there from time to time and do what I got to do, get on and get off. But when I'm on a radio show, I can always promote your commercials. If you send me a little commercial, whatever, you can use Smart Recorder. If you have one, it's like a in-home studio. But play your tracks. That's So I get a lot of people just send me the tracks and they use a smart recorder, and it's just like being in the studio. You'd be amazed. I chill the white noise and everything. But send me that, and I can keep it in rotation and let people know when your days are. You know? If you guys want to do that, but just putting it out there.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I see a lot of collaborations happening in the future, whether it's poetry, music. I mean, we got rappers over here, we got rappers over there, we got singers. I mean, we should just put together a collaboration out.
I'm down. I'm most definitely down. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. I've been on a couple of collabos, and it's dope, the way it all collectively comes together.
Just let us know.
Oh, I got you. And also, Face, B-Slay, Terrence, are you a poet?
Yes, I do a little bit here and there, but I mostly rap. No, I used to do songs with Face back in the day.
Okay. So what I'm saying right now is I'm actually putting y'all on the spot and saying if you feel, you feel froggy, you want to jump, you want to rap, you want to spit, you want to sing, the floor is yours. Anybody want to go in?
I get. You want to go in, Faith? Or?
Y'all ain't said nothing but a, I mean, it all depends on what you want to hear. You want to hear a poem, you want to hear a rap, just let me know.
I want you to go with what you feel.
I feel everything, mama.
I can't tell you what to do with your heart. I ain't messing with you, babe. All right.
I mean, you know, I can spit a little something.
Well, if I got dibs, I'm asking you to rap. Never heard you rap before.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Take it back.
I'm going to give it. I've been listening to your show tonight. I'm gonna try to stay in line with what you're talking about on this show, China. All right, so let's do this one. It's, going in for the sake of the call, never taking a fall, never moving without him. Never lost in the game, never flossing with fame. You insane if you think I would doubt him. My time, my way, my thoughts, my strength, my force all come from the same source. My life, his life, your life, our life is right, should be walking the same course. But if it's not, let's work on it. We going all in. Like we got pocket aces, face it, devil, you can't win. How about that?
Got me speechless.
Is that good?
Oh my! Yeah, that was hot. I wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
This is a little something.
All right.
All right, I'm up next.
Yes,
I got something. Moves pursued, anxiously awaiting my doom. As consequences of my actions engulf me like a monsoon. I seek for the peace and truth, awaiting the outcome. Pause for the interlude. Only this time I await to heal all wounds. The fact of my life, things just ain't going right. I bear the burdens of others and still ain't seen the light. It's common sense, brother. I swear you ain't right. Anticipate greatness to line my fate, but these fake friends tend to lie in my face. My memory I try to erase. I'm told not to hate. People pissing me off, raising my heart rate. But in that case, I start to lose feeling and faith. Try to enter my sense and get spat in your face. Keep on running that race before you get laced. I'm losing remorse. Don't try to plead the case. Y'all type of people are fake. Better find a hotter place for your own sake before your soul get erased. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In these last days, I flirt with the lust of cuts and busts. That's it.
Bars.
Get it? Let me get bars. Let me find out both of y'all got bars. All right.
You have no idea.
That's history right there.
Did you say B-Sway?
Yeah, anything?
Can
you?
Yeah,
I did.
Nah, y'all don't want me to woo woo.
Go ahead now.
Nah, y'all don't want me to woo woo. I have to go on the mic right now. Yeah, y'all had to come out there and hear me sing. Y'all ain't going to hear me on the radio this time. But I'll probably have something for you this Thursday, though.
Okay. Can't wait to hear you do your thing. Let me find out. He gonna hit us with the woo woo woo. Can you woo woo woo? All right, y'all off the chain. I bet y'all have a lot of fun together. Y'all sound like it.
Oh, we do if we can.
Definitely.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate y'all energy and what y'all do. And I'm just encouraging you to keep doing what you're doing. If you feel inspired, I'm a, you know, to get back on the mic, let me know. Shoot me a message, and I'll get you on. We appreciate all that you do. I want you to keep doing what you're doing, and we're honored to have you on the show. Any last things you want to say before we close out with you guys?
I got something. Just want to give a quick shout-out to my homeboy, Jamie from K-Town, and DJ Bubblicious, JL Jones, my fam.
You said Jamie? Jamie Fields?
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. Kamani.
I told you that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Kamani, that's my cousin.
Yeah.
Robert Sanchez.
Yeah, Jay listening right now.
That's what's all up. What's
say
up,
is,
Jamie?
I'm going to say it like this. I appreciate the opportunity to come on such a prestigious show. We small time compared to what you're doing out there. We taking notes from everything that you're doing. We appreciate the work that you put in to lay the ground for us to do what we do. And we just going to continue to support and promote everything you do, and we just going to watch you and learn from it. Good looking out.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm learning from y'all, too. Believe me, I'm paying attention. You guys inspire me to keep right on rocking, so.
Okay, I just want to take you back on that and say, yeah, I'm just going to piggyback on what Face was saying. I mean, you've been in this for a good, 9 years now? And we're just coming up in this game. We're just trying to make sure that we give the best that we can give, just as like you're doing the same thing. And like I said, for everyone who's listening, this Thursday, doors open at 8 o'clock, show starts at 8:30 at the Laughing Owl Restaurant, 100 North Center Street, down here in Goldsboro. Admission's going to be $5, but you know we're going to go off the chains with it.
That's what's up. I hope y'all enjoyed the show so far. Stay on the line if you can. We thank you for calling in. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll continue to promote what you're doing because we're all about support. So you guys be blessed. Thank you, Four Horsemen in the building, for doing what you do. Y'all be blessed.
Appreciate it.
That's up. All right, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that so far. I got a lot of calls on the line. Who want to spit something? I got you. So, I got Miss Nikki from Los Angeles. We got two people from Los Angeles in the building who are listening. See, you guys are being heard all over the world. What's up? What's up? Miss Lady,
hey,
how
China.
You doing?
Hey, how are
doing
you?
Doing good.
That's I'm
good,
good
girl.
That's
how about you?
I'm good. Just got through cooking dinner, but I'm good.
All right, now. What you got for us tonight, girl?
I'm going to do Blind Division. And it says, don't be blinded by another person's eyesight. Just because they can see doesn't mean that they have a vision. Just because they are strong doesn't mean that they are powerful. And just because they are moving doesn't mean that they are going anywhere. What works for them may not work for you. Many times we find ourselves wishing, wanting what others have, not knowing the trials they had to go through to get what they have. Remember, just because they have stuff doesn't mean that they are blessed. That's it.
Indeed, that's so true.
Yeah.
Are you healing? Everything getting better?
Yeah, actually, I'm doing real good. I got my stitches out a week early. Doctor said I'm healing great, you know, so I'm up and at them. I'm still scooting, but I'm up and at them.
Well, at least you're doing your thing, girl.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so sit back and relax. Pop your foot up, you know, all your feet up, and enjoy the ride, girl. You better go to the next round of Lyrical Cypher.
All right.
Everybody, that was Nikki and Carlos in Los Angeles, and also a big shout-out to the Boom Boom Room, also 242 Bahamas in the building. Thank you guys for listening. You guys have been rocking with us for about 4.5 years now. We appreciate you. Big shout-out to Norway. We got people in Norway who are listening. Just want to give a shout-out to you guys. I cannot see you, but I can see your stats that you're calling in. You're using your different apps, your different the links, the tablets, all the different things you're using via web. I can't see you, but I can see you later. So I just got to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening all over the United States. Thank you. We've been doing this thing for 4.5 years now, and we appreciate you. We appreciate all that you do and the fact that you listen and you chime in. And people are constantly hitting me up via text, via inbox, letting me know they're enjoying the show and giving big shouts out. I got a big shout-out to First Amendment for doing your thing. So people are listening. Believe me, people are watching. When you don't think people are watching, they're paying attention to you. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm having a good time tonight. So it's time to rock out. So let's get it.
Oh!
But never fail, though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Just another quick. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look what I made, hoping to say they are the rage in the team, because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hatch ya, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Breathe. Capturing the beauty of life's dream, visions of my past, my present, my future. Accept the good with the bad, and sometimes allowing emotions to stand in the way of what could have been, should have been, and ought to be. It's never the same taking blame for everything. Life can be a bitter at times, as well as your best friend. It can make you or break you, but it can never create you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, reactions upon what seems to be nothing, confronting that which doesn't really matter. And so I find myself by myself, because self forgives, but never forgets. Yet I'm willing to let go. I just want to be free. So is it okay to be me?
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
She cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a guy's apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walk up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky making freak me up the shocker with love. In bikini or a thong, smoking cheech up in the bomb. They greet me when they see me, once I freak me, then I'm gone. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, touch a pee and put them under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she's three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. Emblazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,562 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby you sick, well let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar. The next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week. And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait, and no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention, and he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no, but to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, look at here. Let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did their thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So here's it goes out at 35.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep a sense of humor. Gotta be able to smile through all this. Just keep your head up.
So this how we vibe in the night, huh? Okay. I can dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there, right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you.
The very essence of your structure, your silhouette,
yeah,
simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to subside. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly. Backing away until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the lyrical cipher thus far. And our features for the night, the Four Horsemen. They are the founders of the First Amendment Open Mic. Hope you guys check them out on Thursday night at the Laughing Owl, 100 North Center Street. And that's in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. And it's only $5. You guys got to come check it out. It's a dope show. You can eat, you can chill, and just vibe out. And if you feel inspired, get on the mic. Do your thing. Or just share at the end of the night. Just do what you do. With all of my support, so I'm thankful that we had them on tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And that was a dope crew. Just really digging them. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and open the open mic lines right now for you to do your thing. And I'm going to bring you right back to Eric. What's up, Eric?
What's up?
Not much. Are you you ready to go in again?
Yeah, I'm ready to go in again.
Hold on, one.
Got another piece. It's nice. It's nice and clean. So.
Okay, hold on, one more.
Right.
I got somebody who has has a Let me see if he's ready to do his now. Carlos, are you ready to go ahead and do yours before he does his piece to respond in response to his poem?
Somewhat. It's a semi response, Eric. You read the poem a few minutes ago. I wanted to get it a whole lot deeper than what I got it, but I just, like, wanted to get something real quick to just kind of hit the main topics. But it was kind of an answer to your first poem right quick, man, and it's kind of real quick. All right?
Cool.
Check it out.
Go for it. Thanks, man.
If they say someone brought up the subject about what's really going on today, say, where do you want me to start first, with Bill Cosby or Kanye? See, to me, it's all simple. If you're guilty, then you go to jail. And if you listen to a person that's high or mentally insane, then you should be able to tell. But the question is, what are you going to do? How are you going to carry yourself? Are you going to represent equality and equal justice, or do you represent wealth? See, don't get it twisted. You can't do anything with nothing. And in order to get it, you got to be willing to put in something. So what I've learned is that I put my trust in no man. I don't put your life, don't put my life in your teachings. My life is in God's hands. See, God is about righteousness. We all feel right from wrong. So regardless of how weak our society becomes, you got to remain strong. If God says it's wrong, but society says it's okay, what advice are you going to follow? Which path are you going to take? That's that.
Awesome, man. Thanks, Carlos. Yeah, I dug it. That's awesome.
And it's kind of like, and I tried it, you know what I'm saying? I eliminated everything out of it. Color, religion, and everything, man. You know what I mean? It's just like what's right and what's wrong. And if can't nobody understand that, then you're wasting your time dealing with them anyway.
Precisely.
All right, that was my answer. Now, everybody got their own opinion, and you know what I mean?
Well, like I said, everybody got their own truth. You know what I'm saying? There's your truth, it's Eric's truth, it's my truth. We all got our own truth. That's why I say when I give y'all inspiration or different things that I learn, little inspirational nuggets, it's what I learned. It doesn't mean what I learned is going to be good for you. But when I give it to
there
you,
you
can either use it or you can toss it. You can use it or toss it. If you toss it, I won't be offended because I'm just giving you what I got.
And I hope y'all heard that. When I said it in the poem, I said, so what I've learned. You know what I mean? So that's what I've
that's
learned.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I put
yeah,
my
that's
trust
right.
in no man. You know what I mean? Now, I can listen to you.
Yeah.
I can listen to you. But it's, in the end, I'm the
mm-hmm.
one that got to stand before, from what I believe in, I'm the one that got to stand before God and answer for everything. If I let you lead me astray, I'm going to be the one that wound up in hell because I was listening to your foolish report. That don't make sense to me.
Exactly.
If I'm going to go to hell, it's me because I was being stupid. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you
right.
lead me to hell. I'm going to go to hell because
nah.
I was stupid.
No, exactly.
No, and... All right, y'all. Okay, hey, yo, man. Hey, look, and I'm glad you called in, man. And, yo, keep spit something else, man. You didn't ask for that. I haven't wrote nothing in a minute, man. And I wrote this right here just, you know what I'm saying, just behind you, dude. Behind you, man. You made me write something in 10 minutes, and I haven't wrote nothing in the past 5 or 6 months, man. So appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, Carlos. I'm glad I could inspire you. That's pretty awesome.
Hey.
All
right,
and
man.
I'll definitely call in when I can.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
keep
and
sticking
I,
my truth
and
keep doing
did.
The same, man.
Hey, I'm glad you did, man.
All
and
right.
Stay in touch. Yeah.
All right. So what you got for us, Eric?
All right. Why do you believe in ... That's similar to my other poem. It's just a different thought process. Why do you believe in ... Why do you believe in what you believe in? Why do you believe in what you believe in to be the one true way of thinking and living? Why do you believe in what you believe in and not practice what you preach? Why do you believe in what you believe in and won't nor can't think that maybe you're wrong? Why do you believe in what you believe in and condemn others that don't believe in what you believe in? Why do you believe in what you believe in when someone or something has proven it wrong? Why do you believe in what you believe in when the leader of whatever you believe in has told you his or her interpretation and you haven't even read it to know exactly what it says and take his or her work to be sacred and truthful because he or she said it? Why do you believe in what you believe in, however you never question its validity, truth, and authenticity? Why do you believe in what you believe in when you don't even know what it is that you believe in? Why do you believe in what you believe in when you disagree with the teachings of your sacred leader, but still believe and attend because you are afraid of your parents' disapproval? Why do you believe in what you believe in so much that you invest a certain percentage of your income every week to your place of worship to benefit it and your sacred leader, whenever you don't see the importance of it? Why do you believe in what you believe in, leaving so much? Why do you believe in what you believe in so much that you have to share with everyone by forcing it down their throats and expecting them to convert no matter what? Why do you believe in what you believe in and become irate when someone questions your... Hang on. Oh, lost my spot, sorry. When someone questions your belief system. If you believe in anything, you should definitely know why you believe in it, and it shouldn't be because of other people's approval of you or other people making you by instilling their fear inside of you. That's in peace.
All right, now. All right, I appreciate you sharing.
And thank you so much. Thanks for the platform. I'm definitely going to come. If I get off, sometimes I work really late and sometimes I don't. So
okay.
If I'm available, I'll definitely hit you guys up.
Calling in and enjoy the show. All right, everybody, that was Eric. And let me check with Miss Nikki. Miss Nikki, what you got for us tonight?
Hey, this one is called Knowing.
All right.
Somebody somewhere needs to hear this. Your imperfections are needed to perfect God's perfected plan to create perfection. If there is no way out, how did you get it? The only power the enemy has is the power you give him. Sometimes your greatest defeat is your greatest victory. What others think of you is none of your business. If someone steals your joy, it's because you gave them the combination to the safe. There's no key to happiness because it's already they're holding the door open. The love you give can't be contingent on the love you get. There's so much strength in knowing where you're weak. You are who you answer to. Hello, I'm blessed and highly favored. That's it.
That's what we do. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, shoot, now. That was hot. And definitely, like, old folks say, you hit the nail on the head. Like, bam. Because it's so true. Because a lot of people, let me just say that you're right in line with what I was talking about acceptance. Because all of that was acceptance, except the fact that you got to love you. You can't expect somebody else to love you the way you love them and vice versa. So just keep doing your thing, man. I'm so proud of you.
I'm trying. I mean, sometimes I hit writer's block, and sometimes I just can, it just flows. It all turns on, how I'm feeling. And it's like lately, been complacent with just, doing my old stuff. And I was like, no, I need to write something because I got so much stuff on my head, it's not even funny. I'm going to keep doing what I do. Hello?
All right.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here. Thank you. All right. But keep doing what you're doing, girl, and I appreciate you. About to close out in a minute. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Let me see.
I appreciate you.
On the line. Anytime, buddy. I'm scared of that poem I got earlier. I wasn't even ready for that.
Miss MVP.
Thank you.
He did that one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I wasn't even ready for that.
I know.
I ain't never been compared to LeBron James.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
lady. I love y'all. Y'all keep doing what you're
doing.
You too. And Star on the line. What's up? What's up, Star?
Hey.
Are you enjoying the show, lady?
Yes, I am.
That's what's up. What you got for us? I'm gonna get you to close out for us tonight. I want you to sing.
All right, cool then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess I'll play my guitar as well then. All right. You ready?
Let's get it. I belong to you.
I'm your avenue, so I'm dedicating my life until you, my love for you, to you I salute. I contribute all my heart until you. My love for you, I long for you, choose to serve you, cause I belong to you. My love for you, I long for you, choose to serve you, cause I belong to you. Yeah, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Thank you so much, sister, for the opportunity.
Anytime, sis. I'm glad you did your thing, too, playing the guitar and singing. Well, I'm glad you called in. Oh, girl, God, hey, number God, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank
You're
you.
So welcome.
Amen. Look, I wish you could come to Goldsboro Thursday. Yeah, come in deep
this
with
Thursday?
Us. Oh, also, yes, just want to let First Amendment let them know that she's a part of an Illusions team. So when we do the battle, she's going to be battling with us. We're going to be prepared.
Oh, thank you so much, sis. I can't wait to meet everyone.
I had to put that out there. Yes, yes, yes. So, yes, Thursday night, we are going to the show. Angel's going to that I told you about. She'll be there as well. And I can't tell everybody's going to be there because we still got some people from First Amendment listening. But I'm bringing a crew of artists. And I would love for you to be there.
Okay, sister. Peace and love. Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, girl, peace and love to you, too. And thank you so much for calling in. All right, for everybody who's listening, that was Star. Oh, thank you so much, buddy. I hope you guys have had a great night tonight. I like to drop like jewels and inspirational nuggets. As I learn and I grow, I try to give it back to you. If you can use it, if you can't, lose it. I won't be offended. Just do what you do. But I was talking about, you guys have kind of like put it all into perspective. As far as acceptance, I think that once we, and I just had this conversation earlier with Sensei Jones, we're talking about acceptance, and I was talking about how when I came to the point of acceptance, is just accepting the fact that people are going to be people, we're going to be who we are, I'm going to be who I am, you're going to be who you are, and accepting that and not trying to change you, you know what I'm saying, or make you change for me. You know what I'm saying, to suit my needs or to do it the way I do it, just accepting the fact you're going to do it the way you do it, you're going to think it the way you think it, and vice versa. And just acknowledging that and acknowledging I can only change me brings you peace of mind over everything, just about, you know, different things that come in your life. You'll see, you know, it helps you see things clearly, like a different looking glass if you allow it. But like I say, in the end, that may work for you and that may not, but it works for me. So I'm giving it to you. Hopefully it's a little food for thought, and I try to give food for thought every single show. Just like I say, as we grow and grow, give back. And you're doing that anyway by sharing your gifts, taking time out of your busy schedules just to connect and collectively come together, because beautiful, we all have beautiful minds, and the fact that we're putting them together and making them work without hate, without jealousy, without envy, It's phenomenal, man. It is to me, it's inspiring, and it shows me that I'm actually on the right path of helping people, because I love helping people. I love being there, you know, and being present. If I cannot help you physically, I will pray for you, and that's what I do. So hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. Big shout out to the Four Horsemen and all the talent that was on tonight. please tell all your friends, all your family, that Lyrical Cypher Radio Show is every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. The number to call in is 323-642-1532. My name is Chyna. My government name is Clavette Roberts, for anybody who wants to find me on Facebook. And again, it's Clavette Roberts. And this is something I failed to do, but I got to do it right now. I failed to promote myself. So for anybody that doesn't know, I'm the founder and CEO of Illusions. Illusions is a performance arts-based business, and we have different entities that we do a version of art therapy and life coaching, which is affirmation of change. We also have community events like the open mics. We have Illusions open mic nights. We have that as well. We also have what we're on right now, the Lyrical Cypher Radio. This is another community outlet, but this is an international community outlet for everybody to express themselves through the arts, to connect, to network, you know, to partner, to motivate, to inspire, to share. That's what this is for. That's what we do with Illusions, as we do with all of it with Illusions. And also we have Truth Hurts. I also am a fashion designer. I design clothes and jewelry, and so Truth Hurts is a part of that, but we also have Truth Hurts Production Company, which my play will be coming. And I'm claiming that my writer's block is breaking and going away so I can finish the play. So keep me in prayer with that. And we do a lot. So as you see, we do a whole lot of different things, but it all collectively comes together under Illusions. And that's why we do what we do. So if you hear Illusions, this is all, these are all sister companies collectively under that entity. So hope you guys have enjoyed what you've heard so far. Please support First Amendment Open Mic. If you can't make it, share it with your friends. Tell them about it so they can be there. And also, again, here I go again, on June 23rd, that is the next open mic night for Illusions Open Mic Night. That's 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock at the Arts Council. The show starts at 8:30 to 11 o'clock. The cover charge is $10. For open mic talent, it's only $8, and it includes your food. So, you know, light refreshments, we have a good time, and the band. So, hope you guys have a wonderful night. Be blessed, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday.